Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me here at the broadcast table to discuss geopolitical events happening in our world today. These events seemingly setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken will report on Iran's increase in enriching uranium more than they have done in any of the time of developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Ken will also report on Vladimir Putin, who is gaining new powers to lead Russia for all of his remaining lifetime. And the Russian president is warning of a catastrophic Middle Eastern war in the very near future. That's what Ken has for us here today on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to go to my website, prophecytoday.com. There I have a number of services and items available that will assist you in your understanding of Bible prophecy. At my prophecy bookstore, I have a 5-hour audio series entitled Alignment of the Nations. What I'll be talking with Ken about will be a part of that study. We'll focus on Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, Daniel chapter 11, and show you how the alignment of nations, which we can see forming today, is going to come to power led by Russia, and they will try to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the prophecy bookstore and there, make your purchase. My temporary studios are set up in Arizona. We're here to be here for exactly 10 days, and I'll be speaking each and every night for those 10 days, and then during the daytime, we'll travel to the next location. It's a promotion for the VCY America Radio Network. We're so excited about the opportunity to reach these people with the information of the soon coming rapture of the church and all the information that we pass along with our broadcast partners. Pray for us as we travel these next 10 days. Pray that I'll have the strength to be able to stand up on all of these opportunities and preach and teach the Word of God. We go to Ken Timmerman. Ken's the man who covers the geopolitical activities for us here on the broadcast. He's traveled all over the world. He's a world-known journalist. He's an author. And in fact, that's how I want to start our conversation today. Ken, I think it was back in 2005, somewhere along there, that you wrote a book, Countdown to Crisis, The Coming Nuclear Showdown with Iran. And I have read the reviews. It seems to me it's almost a book that you could have written yesterday, where we are in what's going on with Iran. Can you explain the book and then tell us about the special price?
Jimmy, Countdown to Crisis, as you say, came out some time ago. It reads as if it was written yesterday. Many people have asked me about it recently. It's out of print. So I put out an e-book version, a Kindle edition version for $3.99 with a new preface talking about recent events. Everything that we have been talking about over the past couple of years, you and I on this program, is prefigured in this book, Countdown to Crisis. It'll tell you all about Iranian terrorism, the Iranian involvement in the 9/11 attacks, things that I've learned from Iranian defectors that still have not yet made it into the so-called mainstream of American reporting. Our listeners have heard a lot of this information because we talk about it here on these airwaves. So it's important information for people to have, and I wanted to make it more available and more accessible in this new ebook. The easiest thing is to go to my website, KenTimmerman.com, and you'll find a link right up near the top of the website, or you can search for it in the Kindle store at Amazon. Just look for Countdown to Crisis, and you'll see that pop up.
It's a must-read, dear friends, so get a copy of it at an unbelievable price. Well, let's now get to the news of the day. Maybe you'll write another book about this as well. President Rouhani of Iran has said they have been enriching even more uranium now than they did prior to the Obama-Iranian nuclear deal. That does not sound good for what's happening in our world today, does it?
Well, no, and Jimmy, this should not really come as a surprise to anybody who's been following the nuclear weapons program in Iran, because the Obama-era nuclear deal allowed them to modernize their uranium enrichment equipment to build new generation centrifuges. We've seen photographs appear over the past week of sixth generation centrifuges. They call them IR-6, Iran-6. These are many, many, many times faster and more efficient than what they had before the nuclear deal, and they developed it while they were under these so-called restrictions. It just goes to show you there weren't really any restrictions on Iran's nuclear weapons program with the Obama-era nuclear deal, and in my opinion, President Trump has been absolutely right to get out of that deal and to put new restrictions on Iran, to squeeze them economically, to put in place what he's calling a maximum pressure campaign that the Iranian government is feeling the impact of.
Ken, King Abdullah of Jordan was recently in Europe. He addressed the European Parliament, went to many other locations to address the European leaders, and he had a very strong warning. He says that Islamic State is on the rise, and he was talking about in Libya. And it's very interesting. This is spilling out and causing more trouble for the European Union than they would expect. They have been watching Islamic State. Many of their civilians have gone and joined with Islamic State. This is a development we need to keep an eye on there in Libya, isn't it?
Well, that is correct. And the Islamic State fighters, some of them have moved to Libya. They may have gone there with the help of Turkey. Remember, Turkey moved military forces to Libya about 2 weeks ago. But I got to say, you know, I love the King of Jordan, but whenever he goes to Europe or to Washington, he's got his tin cup out and he's banging it as hard as he possibly can to get increased aid from, Europe or the United States. ISIS is not moving into Jordan. That is not the fear. He does see some recrudescence of ISIS in Syria, but really, it's very small. The real problem, he says, is in Libya. We've seen it coming for quite some time. And by the way, the Europeans are not without fault, because they have been supporting this puppet government in Tripoli that has allowed ISIS to come in. And ironically, it's been the Russians who've been supporting Haftar in Benghazi who have been fighting against ISIS.
Well, let's follow that just a little bit more, because this week in Moscow, there was a meeting between the warring sides in the Libyan conflict. Can you give us information about what took place at that meeting?
Well, that's right. So the Russian government brought senior representatives of both Haftar and the EU-backed government and the Turkish-backed government in Tripoli to Moscow to see if they could work out a deal. I haven't seen that anything concrete has come out of those talks at this point, but okay, look, it's always good, as Churchill said, jaw-jaw is better than war-war, even if jaw-jaw happens in the middle of war-war.
We are talking often when we get together with you, Ken, about Iran and their proxies. Now it's being reported that Iran and Hezbollah are preparing for a guerrilla-type war and possibly rocket attacks on U.S. facilities there in Iraq and around the Middle East, but also they're going to be firing some rockets at Israel. This could cause the action to pick up in the Middle East, couldn't it?
It could. We're going to see in the next couple of weeks whether the Iranians feel that they can reactivate their proxy forces, which include Hezbollah in Lebanon, to launch aggressive attacks. And in one sense, I imagine they would feel more comfortable attacking Israel than they would in attacking U.S. forces in the Middle East. Why? Because they know how the Israelis are going to respond. The Israelis will respond by attacking Hezbollah in Lebanon or by attacking Hezbollah arms shipments in Syria. They will not respond by attacking Iran. The United States, on the other hand, now that President Trump has made clear there's a red line that he has drawn that the Iranians cannot cross, the United States, should Iran launch attacks that kill Americans, could pay a price inside Iran or to really key facilities that it has in Iraq. So they see that they would pay a bigger potential price for hitting the United States than they would for hitting Israel.
Ken, I've got to ask you about what's going on in Russia. The Russian prime minister resigned, the rest of the government resigned, after Vladimir Putin announced a change that would keep him in power a lot longer than it seems like he should be, according to the restrictions of times in office there in Russia. What is going on?
Well, Putin's term in office as president expires in 2024, and he is term limited under the Constitution. So just as he did during an earlier iteration of his lifetime in power in 2008, he's trying to switch seats with Medvedev, the current prime minister. Look, Putin is just doing what Putin does. He's manipulating the Constitution. The Constitution of Russia could be called the Constitution of Putin. He's just manipulating the Constitution to guarantee that he can stay in power until he drops dead. And that certainly seems to be his intention. And as of right now, there's not an awful lot of forces we see in Russia to oppose him. So Medvedev resigned so he can be reappointed in a caretaker government. Putin will, you know, switch around the Constitution to create a powerful prime minister's job. But, of course, it won't go into effect until 2024 when Putin is going to be leaving the presidency. So all of this is a kind of predictable Vladimir Putin president for life operation.
Putin almost seems like he's quoting from the scripture. He is warning now a full-scale war in the Middle East will be a catastrophe. Boy, that sounds like Ezekiel 38. I mean, is that a premonition that he is going to be the leader of this Islamic coalition who tries to wipe Israel off the face of the earth?
Well, it's interesting that Putin should say this. You wonder whether this is a honest warning of real threats in the region, or, as you say, is it a cynical warning of something that he himself has in mind? At this point, I'll tell you, the jury's out on that. The Russians are getting increasingly involved all across the Middle East, not just in Syria, not just as a strategic ally of Iran, which, by the way, they continue to reaffirm that they are a strategic ally of Iran. But as we just mentioned here, they're getting involved in Libya as well. So Russia is involved now in the Middle East in a far deeper way than we've seen them really since the early 1980s. And what are their real intentions? We don't know at this point.
Very interesting report from Ken Timmerman. Ken covers geopolitical activities for us, current events unfolding around the world, seemingly setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, it's a great offer. It's a must-read. You should go to Ken's website, kentimmerman.org, and there you'll find Countdown to Crisis, the coming nuclear showdown with Iran. It's like it was written yesterday, but he did write it a couple of years ago. It's right up to date and a very special price on it. Ken, thank you so very much. Appreciate you being with us today. We'll have another conversation next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure. God bless.
Very informative report from Ken Timmerman, assisting us to understand what is going on in the geopolitical war. You know, President Putin sees himself ruling Russia for the rest of his life, and he foresees a catastrophic Middle Eastern war in the near future. This actually is a page out of Bible prophecy. What we're talking about, Gog leading an Islamic alignment of nations to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. Gog, in this passage, is the person. Magog, the place, which is Russia. God's prophetic scenario is at that point of fulfillment, according to Vladimir Putin and prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore. And there, make your purchase. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.